live, bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features there, and they are all free. You can control the content as well. Submit stuff to the site, vote on what's already there, and don't forget the upcoming story section. It's something that maybe a lot of people weren't aware of before, and so I want to make sure everybody's aware of it. Just click upcoming stories on the front page of the site, and that takes you to a list of the most recently submitted content to the site. And that content needs votes. Maybe you like it, vote it up. If you don't, you can ignore it or vote it down. You can do that over at freetalklive.com. And 855-450-FREE is the number here. Coming up, we've got the latest on this silly experiment known as the Chevy Volt, which would be actually, well, I guess silly is not the right word. Outrageous?
Yeah, maybe? Atrocious.
Yeah, because they're using taxpayer dollars to fund a private company and their vehicle that they're trying to push on people. We'll tell you more about that. Derek J. has the details. But first, we go to Jeremy in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hey, I heard the caller talk about the Boy Scouts, and I remember when that story broke, and I did look a lot into that. And I don't believe the caller approached it. I believe he could have communicated it better. Basically, it is true that if you're a young boy and you're in the Boy Scouts, it's not like this everywhere. And, of course, you could take a couple high-profile cases and make it look like it's really common. But some Boy Scout troops will have an option. If they show an interest in law enforcement or they show an interest in the military, and they're, what, 13, 14, I think that's the average age of the Boy Scouts, but they can somehow enter into some type of explorer program where they can do, like, manhunt type of play military exercises where they can sign up. I mean, this isn't something that every single Boy Scout would be force-fed or something like that, but they could basically, if they have an interest in police and military, they could receive this and basically there were some simulations that were done where the Boy Scouts were told they had like paintball guns or airsoft guns and there's a nice stock photo of them dressed up in all this SWAT teamish looking gear. And there were a couple scenarios where they were told that the person they were raiding was a veteran. Now, I mean, you can't really jump to the worst case scenario because the caller came from a perspective of they're brainwashing them in Black Ops. But see, that's not really, you can't jump all the way to that conclusion. When it comes to solutions, I would suggest going to your local Boy Scout troop, seeing what they're being taught. I mean, I'm sure anybody could get involved with Scouts. If it concerns you, you can certainly tell other parents in the Scouts. I mean, I guess it's a teachable moment when it comes to, like, communicating ideas and stuff like that, because you could go into the Scouts and pass out literature or try to get them more turned on to pro-liberty, but there's kind of a historical backing to the Scouts because if you remember in World War II, Hitler had a lot of control over the schools and he had a lot of control over the Scouts, and they actually recruited for the military out of the Scouts because the Scouts are in the survival and tents and, you know, knives and weapons. Sure. And it's kind of a natural. So I do understand the caller's concern that, you know, that but I just don't think there's any proof that there's a definite plan, like there's a code word for like Operation Eagle Warrior and oh, let's go right to the Scouts and turn them into mercenaries against the veterans. Yeah. We'll be fighting when the martial law starts. I don't think there's.
It sounded pretty absurd to me, and I mean, I'm glad you brought up the Explorers program as a possibility regarding what this guy was talking about. Now, the Police Explorers program is an old program. According to Wikipedia, it was created in 1973. It's actually a subsidiary of the Boy Scouts of America. It's from Learning for Life, which is what they call a non-scouting subsidiary. So,
isn't that where the government people teach kids to snitch on each other?
I don't know.
The Explorers program?
I don't know what Learning for Life is, but I know the Explorers program is what Jeremy here was describing earlier, where you can basically sign up to be a cop in training, essentially. It's basically a way for teenagers who are interested in policing to get to know their local police departments and actually work
for and with the department, learning various different things about the departments and getting to, again, getting to kind of ingratiate themselves in the department or integrate themselves in the department. And then, you know, in theory, work their way all the way through explorers into getting hired by the department. So it's essentially a pre-hiring program almost for the police departments. Look, I'm no fan of any of these things, but I think that it's pretty clear that the Explorers program is an Explorers program, and it is not targeted towards attacking military veterans, which is what our caller earlier was suggesting. And Jeremy, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, the worst I could see is that, you know, young people do have impressionable minds, and of course you've heard callers say, you know, I was 18 when I joined the military, or 19, and they're all gung-ho, and they might play Xbox where they fly the UAVs and bomb infantry or shoot rocket launchers at infantry, mm-hmm. or they might get into the military or go to the recruiting centers where there's video games and get recruited in. They might be young and gung-ho, but I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I hear callers say, hey, I'm 30 years old now. I was gung-ho when I was 19 or 20. I did things that were wrong. But to expose youth to militarism and SWAT teams and raids, I mean, that's questionable. That's questionable, and you can fight against that without saying there's a big conspiracy.
I agree, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing conspiratorial going on here. This is pretty common knowledge, as far as I understand it, about the Boy Scouts. Is, you know, it's a kind of a militaristic organization in a lot of ways. They, you know, they salute the flag. They have uniforms.
It doesn't seem unusual at all. I mean, aren't they always playing with some sort of guns? They carry around knives. They teach people how to
not always,
use tools. I mean, I wasn't a Boy Scout. It's not like they would let me in anyway. But
thankfully, I wasn't either. I actually, when I left the boys' choir as I was growing up, my mom wanted me to do something else. And
come on, toughen up.
I didn't really want to join the Boy Scouts, but she figured, oh, join the Boy Scouts.
Oh, my gosh, you were a Boy Scout?
No, actually, I was not, because you have to actually do certain things to become a Boy Scout. You have to, like, memorize the scouting oath or something like that, and it's like, on my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty or something or other. And I wasn't interested at all in that. I was 13 at this point and pretty, you know, I always remember being anti-authority, and so I was certainly not liking the idea of having to do the Pledge of Allegiance, which they force you to, which they want you to do to become a Boy Scout. So you have to pledge allegiance, and you have to do like this Boy Scout oath. And I refused to memorize the oath, and I refused to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So I never got my, like, I'm sure you've heard they have patches in the Boy Scouts, right?
Yeah, those are pretty cute.
Like, but there's the first patch you get is the You're a Boy Scout patch. I never got that. So I was going to some of these Boy Scout meetings just because, you know, I was being forced to, essentially.
Oh,
and usually
no.
I'd end up skipping the meeting, and we'd go, like, hang out outside. And were I to have been smoking cigarettes, I probably would have smoked cigarettes, you know, outside of the Boy Scouts, but I didn't. But that was the kind of thing, you know, we were just skipping the meetings and causing trouble in the meeting. So
they didn't talk about paintball guns when you were going to those meetings?
I wasn't in very many of the meetings, so I can't really tell you.
I'm surprised that the caller was surprised about that. I mean, to me, the Boy Scouts is a private organization, and it's about what, young
guys
having
some sort of...
Well, not
if they're getting government money. Not if they're getting government money. They're not technically private at that point.
Okay. Well, I thought that they were private. See, I'm pretty clueless about the Boy Scouts. All
they
I know
are.
Is they don't let gays in.
Yes,
so
they
just...
are they are homophobic, and they're also anti-atheist as well. So you
really?
Have to... Uh-huh, yep. Part of their...
You have to believe in God to be a Boy Scout?
Part of their oath is that you... it's like a God-related oath. Now, I think they might have changed the rules in recent years to be more flexible towards atheists, but I'm not positive. Maybe somebody who's more familiar with the Boy Scouts can enlighten us on that. But yeah, they're a big, you know, a bigoted group that I want absolutely nothing to do with. And
yeah.
No, I was not a Boy Scout.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That doesn't mean I don't have an appreciation for some of the things that they do. You know, they you know, teach people how to tie knots and start fires and survive in the wilderness. There's some value to that. Like, the Eagle Scout guys are really good at doing that stuff, and good for them, and they should be congratulated for those things. But the organization itself has some real questionable aspects to it. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for news updates. Maybe you want to follow us via email or Twitter, Facebook. You can do any one of those that you'd like, or more than one. It's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you don't need to turn to the Boy Scouts. You can go to Manventure Outpost, manventureoutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And some prices are so low, we can't talk about them on the air. Go and get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL, and you can get it, and get it quick, from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us more about your experience with being in the Boy Scouts. You know, as I said, I was not interested at all in being there, so I can't really tell you too much about what it was actually like. 855-450-FREE is the number. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely got the vibe that they were very nationalistic. I mean, you're dressing up in uniforms, you're saluting a flag, you know, they have indoctrination chants that they do.
Don't they wear camouflage, too, anyway?
I don't know about that. Maybe in certain instances, the uniform was not a camouflage uniform. I actually did not ever get the uniform either, so I never went, got that far.
They really didn't want to let you into their little group.
No, I'm sure they would have loved to have had me in if I was willing to do what they wanted me to, but I wasn't willing to pledge my allegiance to the flag nor the Scouts, so I was effectively not allowed. I mean, I was allowed to hang around for a while, and then I don't know. I don't remember why I stopped going. I think I finally just convinced my mom to let me stop going because I wasn't doing what I was asked to.
Hey, this isn't working out.
Yeah.
These kids want to do pledges and stuff. I don't know.
So that was my experience. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about the Chevy Volt. I know that's something that was on your mind tonight, Derek J.
Yeah, I read some pretty appalling news today about GM, known to some as Government Motors ever since the infamous bailout a few years ago. You know, the lamestream media has been promoting this thing, the Chevy Volt, and it's basically the same car from 1991, the EV1 that was being promoted, I guess, like 20 years ago.
And it's full electric, right?
It's my impression that it's got electric and gas.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
The electric part is what drives the car, and the gas is what charges the batteries. But if the listeners know more, please, you know, do call in and correct me on that. But that's my impression. But the battery that they're using is not too different from the one that they used in 1897. So there's, like, nothing new about this car.
Wow.
It's actually really old, you know, because cars were first electric before we got to the combustible engine. So what I learned that was appalling is that taxpayers are on the hook for $250,000 per car sold.
Wait, what?
Which is, yeah, 6,000 cars have been sold, which is pretty dismal.
Wow.
For the last 2 years that this thing has been on the market. But where that figure comes from is that the federal government subsidizes, gives grants, and has given all sorts of research money to Government Motors so that they can develop this thing. And it has equated to, you know, with all the money that they've given Government Motors, with only the 6,000 sold, that equates to $250,000 per car that has been subsidized. For a car
insane.
That sells for $41,000, and the very same company has a competing car that's the exact same thing. I forget what that one's called. It's another Chevy something. I don't know. But it's $17,000.
An Ampera in the Europe.
It's the Cruze.
Okay.
So it's the same car, but without the battery, which weighs like 400 pounds. It really slows the thing down. So, but
what?
Can you imagine the difference? A $17,000 car or a $41,000 car, they both use gas. So it's not like you're really...
the $17,000 one doesn't have an electrical component to it. It's...
Right. That's correct.
Huh.
But, I mean, I don't know what the advantage is. You still have to pay for the electricity when you charge it in your house. So people are paying through the nose for this thing. So I don't know. The most ridiculous part of this to me is, I don't know if you've seen the movie Who Killed the Electric Car? It's a fantastic documentary in which it's revealed that GM did sort of a suspiciously terrible job at advertising their electric car, the EV1, back in 91. And it was really weird that they almost seemed to try to make it fail. They were doing all sorts of really scary ads that put people off to using this thing. And even though people really loved the technology and they wanted to buy more of these things, GM started, you know, ending their leases, even though people wanted to continue using them. So they really wanted to pull these things away. It almost seems like they're trying to repeat that move of being like, all right, we'll produce this electric car, but we're going to make it a stinking failure so that it doesn't gain any traction and never takes off, and people just sort of dismiss the technology. You know, I used to work for Greenpeace, and so I'm a big fan of the electric cars. I want to clean up the environment.
Sure.
I love these things. I want them to be successful, but I want them to be affordable. I want them to be available to people, and I don't want them to be subsidized at the rate of $250,000 per
Insane.
Car. That's not going to work out for anybody. And
now, just a point of clarification: these subsidies, they're just going to Chevy. They're not going to like Toyota or Honda or the other companies.
Yeah, that's correct. It's just for General Motors only, and that was part of their bailout. But yeah, so this is another thing I'm not an expert on, but I know that they say GM, we paid back the money we were lent. But one really weird part is that the Treasury still owns, you know, like 500,000 shares of their stock or
some
ridiculous number. Yeah, so it was purchased at like $33 a share. It's currently, I'm checking the stock now, it's $19.60.
Mm-hmm.
it's been a pretty big
loss.
Big loss. And so I would consider that just another subsidy, basically, because
yeah.
You know, that money's gone. They spent it. So the weirder part, it only gets weirder with the story. There are like so many wrong moves that this company is making.
Wrong moves. I mean, they're receiving money from the government. I mean, that's it's like a guaranteed way that companies are going to make bad choices and malinvestments when it's not their money.
So they've sold 6,000 so far this year, right? Or within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the CEO is now amping up production. He's getting ready to produce 60,000 for next year. As if they're going to just have these windfall profits. Oh, good. We just made a bunch of them now. And so, you know, people will go get them.
I thought I had heard that they had way undersold what they manufactured.
Yeah, they haven't sold nearly enough. And what's weird about this story to me is that the lamestream media is promoting this thing like it's a win. They're talking about, oh, the sales are up for June, we doubled since last year. Well, all that sounds like it's going to be a success. But they don't mention that taxpayers have paid $250,000 per car sold.
Incredible. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts welcome. You can bring up anything you want as well. 1-855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of them. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one. You may go and see dozens of the ladies who listen to this program and have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. But I know, Derek J., there was a little bit more to this Chevy Volt piece that you wanted to share.
As if it weren't bad enough that this car essentially cost $250,000. The car lights on fire. It's got a fire problem.
Whoa.
At least 5 Chevy Volts have lit on fire in a small explosion. But I don't want any kind of explosion when I am driving my car, except for that which is contained within the engine. So yeah. The company hasn't decided what the source of the problem is. They don't know if it's the battery or the charging station or the charging cable, maybe all of them. But they're just going to go ahead and keep producing these things anyway.
You know, that's interesting. And there's this federal agency that will force companies, I don't know if it's the FTC, but they force companies to recall products. I'm sure you've heard of product recalls happening. A lot of those product recalls are not voluntary. They are being forced to recall products by the federal government because of some fear that, you know, something's going to catch on fire or whatever. Usually something happens with a product or two or three or however many, and then they decide, all right, well, that's too much. We have to pull them all back. And so they'll issue this recall. But it makes me wonder, is
GM getting a pass on a recall because they are a government-operated company at this point, or a most, you know, somewhat government-connected company? Are they? Would any other car company have been forced to recall a batch of cars that had five explosions, self-immolations of a car, effectively? It would seem to me that they probably would, because they recall products for some of the most absurd reasons, and a lot of them actually end up destroying the company that that puts it out. A lot of the product recalls that you probably have never even heard of, maybe the company's first product, or it's just so expensive for them to recall the product that they just can't handle the amount of cost that it costs to go through the recall process, and they literally puts them out of business. So I wonder if they're getting special protection here.
Well, I really make a point to not pay attention to Obama and Biden and all those bureaucrats over there in Washington, but when I have seen videos of them, they're still touting, you know, the American machine empire sort of thing, where they're like, oh, you know, we build cars here, and this is our shtick, and it's been our shtick for 100 years. We're going to keep going with this tired old model. And so it seems like Obama and those in the administration are looking to say, well, look, the recovery is happening. We're putting all these people back to work in factories, mm-hmm. and they don't want to slow any of that down or lose momentum with that big lie, right?
By recalling a batch of Chevy Volts, for instance.
Well, yeah, by recalling them because they're dangerous to people, but also because there's little or no profit being made on the Volt. The company, you know, GM executives even say that the present cost of producing this car is $40,000. It sells for $41,000.
Wow.
Plus, you know, they've put $700 million of development into the car, and they're spending millions on advertising it, which, okay, I learned this today. It includes a song and a dance. There's GM produced its own dance for the Chevy Volt. It's a hell of a joke, and I think it's going to go down in history as one of the most hilarious failures ever.
It should be interesting to watch it happen. Unfortunately, we're all being forced to pay for it, which is the worst part about it all. Let's go to Crichton. He's listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
It's a modern-day Edsel.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in because I wanted to comment on one of your podcasts from last Friday, I believe it was.
All right.
Ian essentially called Mark's concept of the Republican takeover concept as ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't believe that it's really possible to take over an established old political party from the inside like the Ron Paul people are trying to do. I just don't believe that it'll be the case. I think that people are going to be corrupted by the power if they aren't already the corrupt power seekers. I think that a lot of the people who are pretending to be Ron Paul Republicans are, in point of fact, just your standard Republicans who have simply adopted a new way of talking and pandering to the masses that is getting them supporters. And that's what we saw in 2008 with the so-called Ron Paul Republicans running for political office. They just were regular Republicans looking for help from activists to help them run their campaigns. So they labeled themselves as Ron Paul Republicans, and all of a sudden all these Ron Paul people just fell right in line. So I don't believe that it's going to be any different this time around.
Well, I'm here to tell you from the inside that it is already different.
Really?
It's already working. Yes. It's
How's
already
that?
Had an effect.
How do you mean?
I am one of these activists that you speak of.
Yeah.
And I am on the executive board of my county, city county Republican Party. And I got there and didn't get there alone. As a Ron Paul Republican, I'm not alone. We're still in a minority, but it still has an effect. And amazingly as that is, the actual number of people in the Republican Party who actually have a voting effect is very, very small. So just getting on the executive board of any county, of any state committee is no small thing. Especially once you learn the rules and are willing to muddle through Robert's rules, we can actually have an effect, and we have had an effect.
So what kind of an effect?
Well, for example, Steve Massey is a former campaign operative for Ron Paul campaign in 2008. He is now the nominee for the one of the congressional districts in Kentucky. And he is in a district that's solidly Republican, so the odds of him being defeated by any Democrat are very small. And by winning his primary, he largely became a true Ron Paul follower. Now, you're correct in one sense that Ron Paul sets up this high standard that not everyone is ever going to meet. I mean, I couldn't meet that standard, to be perfectly honest, in the same situation. But there's a lot to deal with. His own son cannot meet the standard that Ron Paul has set. He is a fairly unique individual in politics. That doesn't mean that getting like-minded individuals into the system isn't a good plan. If there is any way to change the system, it is by becoming the system and affecting it.
If it works, I mean, so let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying there's a guy who worked for the Ron Paul campaign. What's his name?
Massey.
Massey? So this Massey has gotten past the primary, and he's going to the general election, and he's proclaims to be a Ron Paul Republican?
Yes.
And so if that's true, and if that's the case, then that's great, you know, good. If he actually has some semblance of understanding of what the ideas of liberty are, then you're right. Then maybe there is some possibility something will happen. Hopefully your party in Kentucky there won't be the only one in which this happens. Is there anybody, you know, is any website or organization tracking all of this information? Is there any centralized resource that one can go to get some sort of an idea of how successful this is?
Other than the Daily Poll, which is more of a discussion forum, no, because to centralize this kind of information is actually makes it easier to disrupt, because it's a collection of independently functioning organizations.
Well, like I said, I'd love to be proven wrong. I mean, I really would. I'd love to see these, you know, Ron Paul-minded people get elected. I just don't believe them. I mean, I don't believe politicians. And unless I know this person personally and can vouch for this individual's principles when it comes to liberty, I won't trust them as far as I can throw them. But let us know. Keep us in the loop, Crichton, on how all this goes. We appreciate it. More coming up.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Come with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make.
Wait, no, wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, you can do that. All you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. Different Amazons for different countries. You've got the Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and US. Click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal and get it delivered to your door. It's Amazon. Same experience you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchases. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Luca is on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Luca.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, sir?
So I'm a little bit of a new listener to Free Talk Live, and I was just wanting to get like a picture or a face to go with all the voices. So I started YouTubing you guys, just seeing what was out there, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I saw all the information whenever you had been dragged to court over a couch being in your front yard.
It was my neighbor, my tenants actually that had it in their yard, but sort of, yeah.
So what was the whole scoop there? Like, did you ever get to meet your accuser, or like, what was the outcome of the case? Because the video didn't cover like everything that happened after some hearing that you had. And
well,
I was just curious as to what happened with that whole situation.
This was my first real, I guess, aggressive encounter with the people calling themselves the government here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was back in I think late 2007. When one of the code enforcers came by and threatened me over a couch that I didn't even know was in the yard. I'd walked by it and never even noticed the thing. It was green. It blended in with the yard and whatever. And so he threatened me over it, and I essentially told him, hey, look, and if you want, you can go and search the couch enforcer on YouTube, and the video will come up. You can see what that was like. But essentially I told him, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to whoever it is that, you know, snitched on me, because he told me that there was a complaint is why they were coming out to me. And I said I'd like to talk to who it was that snitched on me, and he said he would go and talk to the person, and came back a few days later and told me that this person did not want to talk to me. And I said, well, if this person doesn't want to treat me like a neighbor, then I'm just going to go ahead and not do anything about this. And so they went ahead and they escalated it, because, like, I was totally willing to move the couch. I mean, I don't
This isn't like a high school romance or something. You don't need your friend to go, like, deliver the message, you know. Oh, yeah, I can't talk to him in person. And what was the deal with that?
Well, it's fear. I mean, people are in this position of being afraid of interacting with their neighbors and having a serious conversation with them about some sort of issue they have with their property. I don't know why people are that way, but I think it's just they've been trained to be like that. Like, oh, well, why would you want to go and talk to someone when you could just call the thug and have an armed man go over and intimidate those people into behaving the way you want to? I think people are just so used to utilizing the government guys in these situations, they don't even think of being neighborly and going over and having a conversation. So I didn't do anything. They ended up bringing me to court, or, you know, threatening me with a court proceeding. So I showed up at court. I proceeded to be arrested. There's full video of that. You can find it online. Again, look for Ian Freeman arrested. It's one of the, I've been arrested a few times too. It's one of those videos. And so I ended up getting charged with 3 contempts of court while I was in that trial. And one of them was because I didn't sit down fast enough when I was told have a seat at the beginning
that.
Of the
I
trial.
Saw that one.
Yep. And then after they arrested me in that moment, they then took me into a secret tribunal room where no one was able to actually come in and witness the trial. They claimed that that was okay because they had a video camera in that room and the camera feed was piped out to a television set in the main courtroom. But nobody could really hear what was going on through the TV set. It was not a very good connection that they had. So essentially the rest of the trial went on in secret. And it was at that time that I was charged with 2 extra contempt of court charges. One of them, as I recall, was because I refused to answer whether or not I could pay the $120 fine that they ended up assessing against me at the end. And there was some other question that I didn't give them an answer to or something. I forget what the other one was. It was some other petty thing. And so each one of these contempt of courts, I'm getting 30 days in jail, 30 days in jail, 30 days in jail, and then 4 days for the $120 bucks that I refused to pay. And
is this your first experience in court, Ian?
It was.
Were you scared? It seems like you were messing up, like, in one time after another, just keep racking on charges.
Well, I don't know if it was messing up. I mean,
well, okay,
you know, I was refusing to answer a question. I thought I had the right to remain silent, but I guess
that was my question. You didn't know. You didn't have full knowledge of what you were doing, right?
No, I certainly didn't have the experience. I certainly didn't have the experience that I do today.
Hey, Ian, before I let you go, I'm sorry to kind of interrupt, but whenever he was asking you to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty, and you kept saying that, you know, by doing this, is this going to, you know, consent me to your process? What was all that? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, there's a bunch of conspiracy theories out there about magic words that you can say in court that will get them to, like, not go after you. And
right.
So I had read up on a bunch of those things, and I had, you know, basically I was just trying some of it out. And, of course, it doesn't work. None of these conspiracy theories work. And the reason is because they don't follow their own rules. So when you research these conspiracy theories, they seem like they make sense.
The courts don't follow their own rules. Right.
They seem like, you know, the person who's done the research has really done their research. And, you know, they've cited law and they've cited, you know, Supreme Court cases. And they make it look like they've got the answer. But the thing is, the courtrooms, the judges, they don't have to follow their own rules. They never do. And so even if you think you've got them dead to rights, they'll do whatever it is they want to. And that's ultimately what happens.
From what the video sounded like, because I mean, he even said, because you were like, you know, hey, I'm not gonna enter a plea at this time if that's, you know, in your process or whatever. And then it sounded like from what you had said that the judge had entered a plea for you. And was that accurate? I mean, did he?
Well, I was arrested. I wasn't arrested at the arraignment. I was arrested at the beginning of the trial. So if you saw an arraignment video, then no. Generally, if you don't enter a plea, they will enter the plea of not guilty for you. I've actually I've never actually pleaded in court. I don't ever do that because I don't want to consent. But ultimately, it doesn't matter whether you consent or not, even though all the constitutions, you know, say stuff like that government is by the consent of the governed. We all know that's a load of nonsense. Because they'll just do whatever they want. So to take you to the end of toward the end of the trial, the secret tribunal, the code enforcer was in there as the key witness in the case, and I asked him during my cross examination if he could tell me who the accuser was. because, like you said, you know, right to face your accuser and all that.
Right.
And he looks at the judge to get him out of this. He says, "Do you want me to answer that?" And the judge says, "Yes, you have to answer that." So he did. I did find out who the accuser was, but it was too late. Like, it was already in the trial, so I couldn't call that person to the stand or anything like that. But the interesting point was the accuser was a government bureaucrat who lives way down the street from me. So it was not an immediate neighbor. It was not one of my actual adjacent neighbors or anyone who is even in visible distance of my house. This is just some bureaucrat who, you know, works for the city of Keene, who didn't like something I said to her on a radio show, apparently, like a couple weeks previous. And then she sent out the code enforcers to go after me. So the complaining party wasn't even another neighbor. It was just absolutely ridiculous.
And by the way, Luca, Ian's not making this up. They can do whatever they want. I've actually pulled up the rules for New Hampshire Supreme and State Courts. And this is just reading from the very opening line of the court rules. In the interest of expediting a decision or for other good cause shown, the Supreme Court or a single justice thereof may suspend the requirements or provisions of any of these rules in any instance.
Same thing with the district court rules as well. So
they can throw it all out.
It's absolutely absurd. Yep, and I imagine they have similar wording in, you know, the Indianapolis court system as well. And even if they don't have that wording, they still do whatever it is they want to, and they get away with it because, you know, most people can't afford lawyers, and they don't know the system, they don't know how to challenge this stuff, and even if you do challenge it, you know, it's years before anything ends up playing out. It's just awful.
Well, how's it ever going to get better? The first rule is there are no rules.
I mean, we even got drunk police officers that are, you know, hitting people on motorcycles and killing them and, you know, not doing any time in jail, basically. And, you know, not to face their charges. I mean, it's crazy everywhere, but I kind of wasn't expecting that from how much you guys have talked up Keene. You know, I wasn't expecting that kind of a circumstance there for you guys.
Well, like you said, I mean, it's crazy everywhere. So what you're seeing in Keene is an example of what goes on everywhere, except the difference here is we have activists here who are stepping up and taking risks that most people aren't willing to do, and so therefore it exposes even more of their violence and even more of the absurdity of the system, and they make themselves look terrible. We don't really have to do very much. I mean, Derek, you've got a 540-day jail sentence for, you know, doing nothing more in some instances than throwing a quiet dance party and riding your bicycle and attempting to smoke a pipe.
Creating no victims.
So, you know, if you want some more great video to watch, I recommend going to victimlesscrimespree.com. There's a neat trailer there for a movie that's coming out soon about Derek. Thanks, Luca, for the call. More coming up.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.